Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Not looking good for the U.S. women's softball team. Down to the final out in the bottom of the seventh. Down 2-0 to Japan. So they will not win gold again.
And they had it set up, too, because they robbed the home run.
Ridiculous catch in the top of the seventh.
Yes, to end the top of the seventh. So you're like, okay, here's the thrust to score a couple runs. Silver, it's unacceptable.
It's not bronze, but it sure as hell isn't gold.
Unacceptable.
Anyway, John Wehner going to join us in 25 minutes. We talked to him about, you know what, we'll ask John how much of the Olympics he's been watching, and also about just trade deadline time around Major League Baseball as the Pirates are making all kinds of moves this week. It seems they got the ball rolling with the Adam Frazier deal, Clay Holmes yesterday. Mike Tomlin said something over the weekend that we found very interesting, that in a little more than 5 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. But I wanted to start here today because it's the subject of the One Hot Minute video that'll get put out there on the Fan Morning Show account in just a couple of minutes. It struck me that as I was sitting there watching the NHL draft just for a couple minutes over the weekend because, well, the Penguins only had four picks and three of them were in the seventh round. It's not like you had to stay glued to the coverage if you were a Pens fan specifically, that we have become conditioned almost over the Jim Rutherford years to have him make moves. And this is the time to make moves, right around the draft, right? Whether it would have been trading for a draft pick, maybe trading for some additional cap space. It felt odd to see all these things happening around the league. Moves, trades, all of it. And not have the Penguins be a part of it. And I just get the sense that it's going to take some reconditioning of us as Penguins fans to get used to Ron Hextall, who seems to be so much more conservative and close to the vest, not just in how he handles the media or thinks about deals or looks at roster construction, but just in the sheer volume of moves. Felt like Jim Rutherford would have made three or four trades this weekend.
Maybe, but here's the thing. If they went on record and came out and said that they have confidence in their goalie, what else did you want them to do, or what did they need to do?
Well, I mean, they've also expressed a desire to still bring another goaltender in to complement Jarry.
Right.
So you would have to get a little bit of cap space. Or once you started to see the goalie musical chairs game get played a little bit, and it started somewhat with the Detroit-Carolina deal on Friday or Saturday morning, that you would have – Jim Rutherford would have felt the need to scratch that itch and get in on the action. And I'm not criticizing it nor praising it. I'm just saying that's a fact. He would have jumped in on it. And to not see Ron Hextall jump in on it, it just – my only point is it's going to take a reconditioning of us to, Jim, get used to not necessarily seeing them be in on absolutely everything. Because this offseason is not set up for that. They basically told us that already.
Yeah, and I don't know what they can do at this point. And this is the same as with the protection listed. The Malkin injury has had such an impact on all this stuff, and it still does. Because, and I had thought after the playoffs and the way that stuff doesn't get called, that the best way the Penguins could switch the roster and make an impact would be by trading Jake Guentzel for somebody. I'm not sure the bigger forward, something along those lines. But after losing Tanev in the expansion and trading McCann, what kind of depth do they have at forward?
Yeah, they don't.
And I don't think they can really afford to do that now. And the Malkin injury, again, plays a pretty big part in that. And unless somehow they're going to trust some of the younger, and I'll say inexperienced, because I think Zahorn is not all that young compared to some other players, it's almost like they have to give unproven players a chance to fill some positions.
Well, yeah, because
they've done that, though. Keep in mind when they've won Stanley Cups, they didn't necessarily do it even at the beginning of the season. They've done that in stretch runs.
Guentzel was one of those guys.
Sherry was one of those guys. Yes. We've seen that in the past, not necessarily even to start the season. We've seen it in January and February.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they have even depth wise and at.
I'm talking about people like Zahorna and people like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about people, the Anthony Angelos of the world, right?
Right.
I mean, that
people want them to get bigger. There's a couple big guys. But if they're given a chance, would they prove it? Would they be able to prove it?
Well, at some point, don't people wrestle with this? At some point, you're going to see different faces in different people, and they're going to have to be given a chance. And they might sink, they might swim, but you're going to have to see an influx of different people.
And it's not just an influx of different people. It's different people from within the organization. That's the important part here, is Hextall's now been charged with sort of reestablishing a pipeline and a prospect development system, because they're not, Jim, at 12 noon tomorrow. That rarely did you not expect Jim Rutherford to do something at 12 noon on the day free agency started, right? Rarely. I think there was one offseason where they didn't really go all in on remaking as much as they could during the offseason around the Crosby, Malkin, Letang corps. So I don't expect them to do anything at 12:01 tomorrow. I don't. I wonder whether they're doing enough right now, but then also I understand the counter argument of, well, what the hell do you expect them to do?
Well, there are two guys I think that are real wild cards, and they're basically the only two guys that you hear about as young prospects that are not NHL ready but close, would be Poulin and Lagare. And then their junior season gets wrecked this past year, so that puts them further behind.
Yeah, but those guys may not be afforded any more development time, you know?
No, I wouldn't mind seeing
Hollander,
that.
All of them. Guess what? You're the young up-and-coming draft picks. It's time to play, boys.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some of those guys here, those two guys in particular. And maybe they don't project as what you would consider fourth-line players. But I don't know. What's wrong with giving those guys some experience and seeing what they can do?
So Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated does Monday Morning Quarterback, and he's traveling from camp to camp, much like Peter King used to do when he was doing Monday Morning Quarterback, and still does for his Football Morning in America column. Well, one of Albert Breer's first stops, if not his very first stop, was here in Western PA. He was down on the south side this past weekend for the first couple days of Steelers training camp. And he said, you know, otherwise he'd rather be in Latrobe, but he understands what's going on and why it's happening this way this year. And when he asked Mike Tomlin after Saturday's practice if, in light of last year and the weird circumstances of the pandemic, he's more appreciative of the regular grind, Tomlin said, "I live in a bubble anyway, to be honest with you. I haven't been to the grocery store in 10 years." Has Mike Tomlin really not been to the grocery store in 10 years? Has he really not stopped to pick up a gallon of milk on the way home?
He might not have been, okay? But here's the deal. And I could get on board with believing that Mike Tomlin has not been to Giant Eagle or not been to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or wherever near his wonderful East End city home. I can get on board with that. And it's not – he's going to bill it as such, because football coaches will have you believe that the hours they put in are more – are tougher than working 5-12s down at J&L. They'll have you believe that, okay? And they'll sell it to you, and they'll say, "I am in the office at 3 in the morning, and, you know, I don't leave till 1 in the morning. That's a 22-hour day. I'm there. That's what I do.
I drive home and then turn around and drive back."
Right. I just drive home just in time to open the garage door, and I got to leave. I got to get back out. That's what they'll have you to believe. So he's going to bill it and sell it to you like, "I don't even go to the grocery store." You know why Mike Tomlin doesn't go to the grocery store? Because he doesn't want some jagoff asking him for his autograph for his uncle who lives in California.
Oh, I'm sure that's part of it.
That's exactly why. And don't let him fool you. I'm not saying that Mike Tomlin is lying, but I'm telling you, this hyper focus on his job, like, because here's why. Mike Tomlin he's found time to go to his kid's football game. Mm-hmm. He goes to parent-teacher conferences. I know for a fact that he's over on campus at times at Shadyside to, as a good dad will do, be involved in his kid's life and activities. But he just is. I know people that have kids his same age that go to the same games he does. He is out on the town at different events for charity and different things. It's just a matter of, this is a bit of hyperbole at play, but it's convenient for a football coach to be like, "I don't go to the grocery store."
And I don't think he's doing it for the purposes of saying, "Oh, I burn the candle at both ends," like you were describing. I think it's more just a function of him trying to describe how much he freaking loves football. Like, he just wants to be I want to be watching tape, and I want to be around the guys on the practice field, well, and I love it, and we get it, and I think that is important because we're talking about a guy who's now at the same point in his tenure where Bill Cowher was when he retired, right?
I bet Bill Cowher didn't walk into the Giant Eagle at Waterworks all that much either.
No, but you know what he did do? And you've asked him about this.
He'd pump gas
at that BP station.
Right there,
at the end
of Fox Chapel Road.
Yeah,
yes.
and I think he told me once, maybe I'm making this up, that he would only do that if they were winning. And so I don't know what he did if they, you know,
he told me. He said, I would jam the gas cap and get back in the car if we lost. If we won, I'd stand there and hold it.
Yeah,
that's
a good trick.
That's a good move.
I used to do that because they took those things off.
Right.
Now they're back on. You can actually kind of leave it go.
But anyhow, I think that Mike Tomlin he's probably right, and you're able to build this up as kind of like a fish story sort of thing. But it's just because, and first of all, he's rich, like real rich. The hell do Mike Tomlin need to go walk around Whole Foods for?
Yeah, he's probably not going to the grocery store that
much anyway. He could get Instacart or he could get it delivered or whatever.
I just thought of the Bill Parcells thing from years ago. Remember, he wanted to be the coach and the GM because if he's gonna, if he's gonna cook, he
wants
to
buy the groceries.
Yeah. And that's why that just kind of made me laugh.
What would you do if you pulled up to one of those pickup spots at like Aldi or Giant Eagle or Whole Foods or something, and he was in the lane the spot next to you?
Yeah, you walk by going in, and there's somebody.
I can definitively make this statement right now. That Mike Tomlin's ass better not be in a grocery store anytime in the near future because someone's going to take a picture of him and put it online and be like, look, I thought you didn't go. And they'll make a meal of it. You know, I thought you said you didn't go to the grocery store, Mike.
If there's one way to unleash hell in December, it's go to Giant Eagle the morning of Christmas Eve.
I know.
That'll unleash hell in December real quick.
Right, the day before, like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Go ahead, check out. Mike, you haven't been to the grocery store in 10 years. Go check out Giant Eagle.
You're standing in line for
Wednesday
10 years.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving and see what it's like. That's a good time to go get your feet
especially
wet.
Especially at the self-checkout. What's the one household chore, Jim, if you could get out of for 10 years that you would get out of?
I've pretty much been getting out of most of them. That would be... You know, I mean, the only stuff I do,
Archie Bunker right there.
No, the only stuff I do with the trash, if the dishwasher needs emptied, I do that. Jeez, I just said needs emptied instead of needs to be emptied.
There you go.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
My wife said she drove by your house and Linda was cutting the grass not long ago.
No, she doesn't cut. No. No.
Doing some sort of garden.
Oh yeah, she was doing gardening.
Yard work.
She's doing weeds. No, she wasn't pushing a mower. She wasn't didn't have the weed whacker. No. No.
Let me ask you about this, Jim.
No,
this is a legitimate question I have for you.
Oh, I cut the
and
grass.
You know,
it's her
I have
garden.
Long I have long told you if my wife and I in 15 or 20 years are anything like Jim and Linda Colony, I will be ecstatic. Our marriage will have been a success.
We say 15th anniversary, so you got 25. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay, 25. We got a ways to go. But so here's the thing. My wife once cut the grass on a hot summer day. When I was working late, I don't remember what the hours were. It might have been Pirates pre and post game, and there was a rain delay, doubleheader, whatever. She cut the grass, and the neighbors saw her cutting the grass. And I was personally offended by it. I came home. I was upset with her. I said, please don't ever do that again, because I don't want to be the guy whose wife is cutting the grass. Oh. Is that what feeds into the Jim Colony? I could see the disgust on your face.
If she wanted to do it, then she'd be more than welcome to do it. But
I don't get that sense, Jimbo.
No, I like cutting the grass. It only takes a couple hours, and she does. But the garden, that's her domain.
That's her domain.
No, but all the other stuff. I mean, she cleans the house because I don't clean it well enough on purpose. And so I don't mind, the dishwasher, taking laundry down. I mean, that's nothing. All I do is you just cart stuff up and down the stairs and put it in the washer and move it to the dryer and take it back upstairs.
Veteran move to sandbag household chores that you don't like doing and pretend like you really can't.
That is a big,
then shoveling snow. She has helped me shovel
sabotaging
the driveway.
Your own stuff is a big move. You wash clothes once, screw them up, you never have to wash them again.
Well, that's pretty hard to
turn one
up.
White t-shirt pink.
Oh, you can go hot with the red shirt.
Shrink them.
Although washing machines now are like idiot proof.
Turn them into Barbie clothes one time and then you never have to do it again.
All right, John Wehner probably doesn't do his own laundry. He's got too many other things going on, too much baseball to watch. Pirates broadcaster, The Rock, John Wehner. He joins us in just a few moments, coming up here on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.